It wasn't I was going to let you down.
Labor and Commerce Committee have come to order, present to Senator Bennett, Senator Ray, and myself, Senator Eliason. We have two bills before the committee. We have a committee substitute on Senate Bill 78, which incorporates the changes that were offered last meeting Friday, last Friday. And are all those particular changes in place in this bill? If you want to take a little time to check it over and see if those particular, find any other errors or any other omissions.
I'd move it out with individual amendments. That's all right.
Okay. Any objections? Unanimous. We also have a letter of intent that goes with Senate Bill 78 dealing with.
Move that letter too.
We have someone here to testify on the bill, but. Do you have any, I'm sorry, I should call you sooner. Do you have anything to say about the bill itself?
On Senate Bill 78, the only section that would.
Would you come up here, please? I'm sorry. The bill's been passed up, but we'd like to have your input.
My name is Debbie Guillaume. I'm the administrative assistant in the Division of Accounting and Collections in Commerce and Economic Development. And the only section that we have comment on in the committee substitute is on page 3, dealing with the pre-fault qualification $100 fee. And we feel that within the division that we'll be able to handle the transaction, the transmitting of this particular fee to the Department of Revenue without any additional help, and we will be able to stand with our fiscal note as submitted earlier.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Letter of intent?
Yes.
Individual recommendation.
Any objections?
No.
Okay. Along with the letter of intent, we have a letter from the committee to the finance committee, which in effect says that we'll pass a fiscal note along with the bill. However, it's an opinion of the Labor and Commerce Committee this work can be done in-house without any additional cost. Any additional costs? Any objections? Thank you. Senate Bill 129. Senator Ray?
Mr. Chairman, this is a bill that's got a whiskey on it. It passed the Senate last year. This provides for collective bargaining for non-certified employees. And the argument is behind it is that they have. If everybody else can bargain, why can't not certified employees bargain? Why can't the janitors be able to bargain if everybody else can? That's about as simple as it is.
Move 129 be moved out of committee into a direct position.
We have two witnesses to speak about the bill. Do you want to hear the witness?
No. Mr. Chairman.
Unless they want to.
I wouldn't.
Unless they're opposed to it.
I wouldn't. Hesitate to have you
approve. Are you sure
since
you
I
want
signed
it?
Up. Since I signed up, I
wanted to. You got your gavel over there?
Senate bill, been a motion that Senate Bill 78 move out of Labor and Commerce. I'm sorry. 129 be moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Any objections? No friend.
Nothing further to come forward.
He's got a beard down his knees, that one.